Daniel chapter 11. Also I in the first year of Darius the Mede, 3587 AH, 455 BC, even I, stood to confirm and to strengthen him. And now I will show you the truth. Indeed, there will stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth will be far richer than all of them. And by his strength through his riches he will stir up all against the realm of Greece. And a mighty king will stand up, who will rule with great authority, and do according to his will. And when he stands up, his kingdom will be broken, and will be divided towards the four winds of heaven. And not to his posterity, nor according to his dominion which he ruled, because his kingdom will be plucked up, even for others besides those. And the king of the south, Egypt, will be strong, and one of his princes. And he will be strong above him, and have authority to rule, his kingdom will be a great kingdom. And in the end of year they will join themselves together, because the king's daughter of the south, Egypt, will come to the king of the north, Syria, to make an agreement. But she will not retain the power of the arm. Neither will he stand, nor his arm. But she will be given up, and those who brought her, and he who fathered her, and he who strengthened her in these times. But out of a branch of her roots one will stand up in his place, who will come with an army, and will enter into the fortress of the king of the north, and will deal against them, and will prevail. And will also carry captives into Egypt their gods, with their princes, and with their precious vessels of silver and of gold, and he will continue more years than the king of the north, Syria. So the king of the south, Egypt, will come into his kingdom, and will return into his own land. But his sons will be stirred up, and will assemble a multitude of great forces, and one will certainly come, and overflow, and pass through, then he will return, and be stirred up, even to his fortress. And the king of the south, Egypt, will be moved with anger, and will come forth and fight with him, even with the king of the north, Syria. And he will set forth a great multitude. But the multitude will be given into his hand. And when he has taken away the multitude, his heart will be lifted up, and he will cast down many ten thousands. But he will not be strengthened by it. Because the king of the north, Syria, will return, and will set forth a multitude greater than the former, and will certainly come after certain years with a great army and with much riches. And in those times many will stand up against the king of the south, Egypt. Also the robbers of your people will exalt themselves to establish the vision, but they will fall. So the king of the north, Syria, will come, and cast up a mount, and take the most fenced cities, and the arms of the south, Egypt, will not withstand, neither his chosen people, neither will there be any strength to withstand. But he who comes against him will do according to his own will, and no one will stand before him. And he will stand in the glorious land, which by his hand will be consumed. He will also set his face to enter with the strength of his whole kingdom, and upright ones with him. So he will do. And he will give him the daughter of women, corrupting her, but she will not stand on his side, neither be for him. After this he will turn his face towards the islands, and will take many, but a prince for his own behalf will cause the reproach offered by him to cease, without his own reproach he will cause it to turn upon him. Then he will turn his face towards the fort of his own land, but he will stumble and fall, and not be found. Then there will stand up in his place a raiser of taxes in the glory of the kingdom, but within few days he will be destroyed, neither in anger, nor in battle. And in his place a vile person will stand up, to whom they will not give the honor of the kingdom. But he will come in peaceably, and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. And with the arms of a flood they will be overflowed from before him, and will be broken, yes, also the prince of the covenant. And after the league is made with him he will work deceitfully, because he will come up, and will become strong with a small people. He will enter peaceably even upon the fattest places of the province, and he will do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers, he will scatter among them the prey, and spoil, and riches. Yes, and he will forecast his devices against the strongholds, even for a time. And he will stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army. And the king of the south will be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army, but he will not stand. Because they will forecast devices against him. Yes, those who feed of the portion of his food will destroy him, and his army will overflow, and many will fall down killed. And both these kings' hearts will be to do mischief, and they will speak lies at one table, but it will not prosper. Because the end will be yet at the time appointed. Then he will return into his land with great riches, and his heart will be against the holy covenant, and he will do exploits, and return to his own land. At the time appointed he will return, and come toward the south, but it will not be as the former, or as the latter. Because the ships of Chittim will come against him. Therefore he will be grieved, and return, and have indignation against the holy covenant, so he will do. He will even return, and have intelligence with those who forsake the holy covenant. And arms will stand on his part, and they will pollute the sanctuary of strength, and will take away the daily sacrifice, and they will place the abomination that makes desolate. And he will corrupt by flatteries those who act wickedly against the covenant, but the people who know their God will be strong, and do exploits. And those who understand among the people will instruct many, yet they will fall by the sword, and by flame, by captivity, and by spoil, many days. Now when they fall, they will be helped with a little help, but many will cling to them with flatteries. And some of those of understanding will fall, to try them, and to purge, and to make them white, even to the time of the end. Because it is yet for a time appointed. And the king will do according to his will. And he will exalt himself, and magnify himself above every god, and will speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and will prosper until the indignation is accomplished, because that which is determined will be done. Neither will he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, because he will magnify himself above all. But in his place he will honor the God of forces. And a God whom his forefathers did not know he will honor with gold, and silver, and with precious stones, and pleasant things. So he will do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he will acknowledge and increase with glory. And he will cause them to rule over many, and will divide the land for gain. And at the time of the end the king of the south will push at him. And the king of the north will come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots, and with horsemen, and with many ships. And he will enter into the countries, and will overflow and pass over. He will enter also into the glorious land, and many countries will be overthrown, but these will escape out of his hand, even Edom, and Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon. He will stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt will not escape. But he will have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt. And the Libyans and the Ethiopians will be at his steps. But news out of the east and out of the north will trouble him. Therefore he will go forth with great fury to destroy, and to completely do away with many. And he will plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain. Yet he will come to his end, and no one will help him.